G'day, I'm Brett Worthington. Australia's largest privately owned beef producer, Consolidated Pastoral Company, has sold one of the company's most prominent cattle stations. Carlton Hill Station in WA's Kimberley has been sold to Chinese property developers Shanghai Zongfu. The deal has been 2 years in the making and has received approval from the Foreign Investment Review Board and state government. The buyers trade in Australia as Kimberley Agricultural Investment and plan to develop some of the land alongside the Ord River for intensive irrigated farming. Two former State Farm lobby group leaders are vying to become the next president of the National Farmers Federation. Current President Brent Finlay has confirmed he won't seek re-election when votes are cast in November. Former New South Wales leader and current NFF Vice President Fiona Simpson will stand for the top job and says more work needs to be done to link farmers with consumers.
I think too, the other thing that we need as farmers is skills to talk outside the farm and skills to talk to other stakeholders. We need to talk to the community. We need to make the conversation bigger. We need to bring people along and make sure that we can actually achieve some of the outcomes that agriculture so badly needs.
NFF Director and former Victorian Farmers Federation President Peter Toohey will also nominate and campaign for a renewed focus on members.
Well, I think it's important that you have a competition for the top job, the will and the energy to compete for that very top position because you want to do something, some good for Australian agriculture and Australian farmers. That's why I'm doing it. And I think it's important that the Australian farmers see who's out there, who's going to run the organisation. If we just have somebody rolling into it because of a succession plan, people won't see the different views of each leader.
The food safety regulator says consumers should avoid eating rock melon while it investigates a spike in salmonella cases. Food Standards Australia and New Zealand says it's working with state and territory health authorities following an increase in the number of cases possibly associated with rock melons. It says the elderly, children, sick people and pregnant women are especially at risk and should not consume the fruit until further notice. The Victorian Government has unveiled its latest raft of measures to support the state's struggling dairy farmers. The government plans to spend $6.7 million on programs for business support, upskilling farmers, free kindergarten and school camps for dairy farming children. The state's dairy lobby has welcomed the funding, saying it will help limit the number of people leaving the industry. Agriculture Minister Jala Pulford says the new announcement adds to other programs already announced by the state government.
We wanted to do the most urgent things first. So we did that within a very short number of weeks, but we said at the time that $4.5 million of that, we wanted to go and talk to people about what they felt they needed. We're now in a position to outline those further initiatives.
Meanwhile, there's a positive sign for dairy prices last night, with the major market rising significantly. Global Dairy Auction, which is held twice monthly, rose 6.6% on the back of strong demand for whole milk powder and butter. It's the biggest rise in the market for the last 6 months. A new study has found that proteins in bee semen could be used to make medicines for disease-affected bees. The study published by the University of Western Australia found that proteins in bee seminal fluid can fight off pathogens almost immediately, even if male bees have never before encountered the threat. Researchers have previously established that bee semen can carry an immune response to fight off parasites and diseases. But lead author Dr. Julia Grassel says the new findings could provide the basis for natural solutions to pathogens that can severely damage bee populations.
For us, the next step is having to actually look into these individual proteins that we found to respond and see whether we can somehow utilise them to develop medications even.
Sticking with research, and the call has gone out to farmers to help researchers determine if the nation is on track to meet the federal government's federal cat culling target. The 2015 National Threatened Species Strategy aims to get rid of 2 million feral cats by 2020, including 1,500 in the first year. Richard Faulkner from RMIT University says researchers want to learn how many cats are killed each year on private land. The strong gold price is driving a wave of exploration and company mergers across the nation. It's sitting just below $1,800 an ounce, close to the historic high of $2,000. It's been fuelled by the low Australian dollar and global uncertainty in the wake of the Brexit vote. Gold miners say the high price has brought a renewed optimism to the sector. And European farmers are undertaking a desperate year and a half of trying to change public perceptions about the most widely used farm chemical in the world. So far, the use of glyphosate, most commonly branded as Roundup, only has permission for use in Europe until the end of next year. Former head of the European Farmers Association, Gerd Sonnleitner, says it's up to farmers to campaign to change perceptions away from what anti-farming campaigners are saying.
And we have to show we produce very safe, very good food. And so in the long run, we can change this public meaning.
More on that story is online right now at abc.net. rbs.com.au/rural.